Events were converging rapidly. Unexpected obstacles notwithstanding, Maul's tracking skills had led him to the missing queen. But he had failed in his mission. Despite a brief confrontation with Qui-Gon Jinn, the Jedi Master and his party had managed a successful escape. The Zabrak hadn't been killed, as Plagueis had initially feared, but his Crimson Blade had identified him as a Sith. And now the Jedi, Amidala, and her retinue of guards and handmaidens were inbound to Coruscant in the Queen's reflective starship. Sidious had ordered Maul to go to Naboo to oversee the Nymordian occupation.
Pestige and Doriana have put a plan in place that will weaken the campaigns of your chief rivals,
Plagueis was saying as he and Palpatine hurried toward the skyhopper that would carry them to the anti-grav platform on which the royal starship had been cleared to land.
Coruscant will soon know that Senator Ainley Teem has been protecting a Dug who is deeply involved with Gardula the Hutt and the Bando Gora's Deathstick distribution network.
Another favor from Jabba?
The Hutt has become an ally.
With Black Sun headless, he will have free rein over the spice trade.
For a time, the information about Senator Teem has been sent to Antilles, who has been trying for years to have him removed from the Senate. When the corruption inquest is announced, Teem's support will disappear. And so will support for Antilles, whose ambitions have blinded him to the fact that no one in the Senate wants an overzealous reformer in the chancellorship. The Rim faction will then flock to you in the hope of being able to manipulate you. And the human-centric core faction will back you because you're one of their own.
Sidious regarded him.
Were it not for you,
Plagueis waved him silent and came to a sudden halt. Sidious walked a few more steps and turned to him.
You're not going to accompany me to greet the Queen?
No. The Jedi are still with her, and our joint presence might allow them to sense our leanings.
You're right, of course.
There's one more issue. The Naboo crisis has finally caught the fancy of Coruscant. If we could force a similar crisis in the Senate, your election would be guaranteed.
Sidious thought about it.
There may be a way.
He looked hard at Plagueis.
The call for a vote of no confidence in Valorum.
If you...
Not me, Sidious cut him off. Queen Amidala. I will fill her head with doubts about Valorum's inability to resolve the crisis and fears of what Trade Federation rule would mean for Naboo. Then I will take her to the Senate so that she can see for herself how untenable the situation has become.
Grand theater. She'll not only call for a vote of no confidence, she'll flee home to be with her people.
Where we wanted her to begin with.
Thank you.